NHS News, the major conditions strategy. In January, the Secretary of State for Health and Social Care, Steve Barclay, announced the introduction of the major conditions strategy. He opened his statement by saying that currently in England, 5.4 million people live with cardiovascular disease, 8.6 million live with chronic respiratory disease, and 8.2 million people live with mental health issues. In addition, an increasing number of people live with one or more major conditions, and one of the examples given was that people with diabetes are twice as likely to have depression. In consultation with NHS England and government, his department will develop and publish a major condition strategy to tackle the major conditions that lead to people spending more years in ill health. It will set out a shift to integrated whole person care building on the NHS long-term plan with the aims of 1. Relieving pressure on the NHS, 2. Increasing healthy life expectancy, and 3. Reducing ill health related labour market inactivity. The major conditions to be covered are 1. Cancers, 2. Cardiovascular diseases including stroke and diabetes, 3. Chronic respiratory diseases, 4. Dementia, 5. Mental ill health, and 6. Musculoskeletal disorders.
The strategy intends to work in the following ways. 1. The workforce model needs to adapt, reflecting that the NHS is caring for patients with increasingly complex needs and with multiple long-term conditions. And 2, there needs to be greater emphasis on generalist medical skills to complement existing deep specialist expertise in the NHS, supporting clinical professionals to heal the whole person. The major conditions strategy and the upcoming NHS long-term workforce plan work together to set out the standards patients should expect in the short term and over a five-year period. We are being told that this is about shifting towards preserving good health and the early detection and treatment of diseases. The strategy will be increasingly capable of detecting diseases at an early stage, in some cases before symptoms emerge, which will ultimately reduce later demand on health and care services. The strategy is also intended to tackle areas of disadvantage, where people who live in England's most deprived areas live on average 19 fewer years in good health than those in the least deprived areas through the new integrated care systems, that's the ICSs. We will see what happens.
Specialist medical centres for women during pregnancy. NHS England has announced that pregnant women with serious medical problems will now have access to 17 new centres of excellence. Included are women with pre-existing conditions or conditions that arise during pregnancy so that they are able to quickly get the extra care they may need. There is at least one centre in every region of the country led by a multidisciplinary team, including at least one obstetric physician. Networks are linked to them to ensure that expert maternal medicine care is available to all women. They also ensure that all maternity services and emergency departments are aware of the red flag symptoms in pregnancy and have appropriate measures in place. Maternal mortality in England is very rare and is usually caused by medical conditions that predate or develop during pregnancy, such as cardiac disease 23%, blood clots 15%, and epilepsy and stroke 13%. One in five women will have a medical issue during pregnancy. Most conditions, such as well-managed diabetes, can be safely managed locally. Some women with diabetes will be sent for an initial assessment at one of the centres where they will be given a personalised management plan that they can continue at home with the support of their local maternity team.
New NHS... Sorry. New NHS commissioning recommendations for blood glucose, ketone meters, testing strips and associated consumables. In the early part of this year, the NHS commissioning recommendations for blood glucose, ketone meters, testing strips and associated consumables went through a national assessment process. The stated aim is to support access to high quality, cost-effective products so that people with diabetes can monitor and manage their condition appropriately. Apparently, this is because the NHS long-term plan sets out a range of actions that the NHS is taking to reduce variation in access to services and patient outcomes, which includes improving the treatment and outcomes for people living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes. Of concern is that it is stated that all integrated care boards, ICBs, will be instructed to adopt the new guidance. We'll have to wait and see, but where is patients' choice in this? Has there been a change in the basic NHS rights of patients that removed the right to choice? Although written after the 1st of April, publication has not appeared.